Now, it's really a strange story this morning. It's like straight out of James Bond. It's incredible that this gentleman across in England is so ill. And notice he was doing like strange hand movements. He was looking up to the sky. This is what a witness said. And Russia has said it has no information about what could have caused a former agent convicted of spying for Britain to collapse in Wiltshire in England. But the Kremlin said it is willing to cooperate in the police investigation. The police across in Wiltshire are trying to identify the substance that left Sergei Skripal, who's 66 and who was granted refugee status in the UK in 2010 under a spy swap deal, and indeed his 33-year-old daughter, critically ill in hospital. It's not the first time that the poisoning of someone has been in the headlines when it comes to Russian spies. Let me speak to Alexander Titov from Queen's University School of History, Anthropology, Philosophy and Politics. Alexander, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it fair to say that I shouldn't be surprised that the Russians involve themselves in settling scores like this?
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised, but at the same time, shouldn't also be jumping to conclusions. I mean, we know very little about what actually happened. I mean, the only link to Russians so far is that he was Russian and he was swapped a few years ago in a spy exchange. So that's what we have to go on. But there is certainly history, obviously, with the Litvinenko case, where Russians were proven to be involved. So can't rule that out either.
The idea of someone targeting a spy in this case, or a former spy, with a poisonous substance, that's a serious worry for the public generally, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, obviously, somebody is trying to be being assassinated is in public space would be a worry. But again, as I said, we don't really know what exactly happened there. I would be surprised that actually there would be after this particular person, because essentially he was, he was convicted in Russia. He served a sentence. He was pardoned in exchange for Russian spies. He wasn't, you know, important for them in that respect anymore. So I don't see why they would be going after him in those circumstances, but, you know, who knows about those things.
But it could be an old score being settled by someone he crossed, someone that fell foul of the authorities because of what he did in the past.
Possibly, but I don't know. I mean, it's just since he, you know, he's obviously been, the decision been taken at the highest level that he's not important enough to be kept in Russia. And he's been released and been living quiet life for the last almost 8 years. So, I mean, why now is a big mystery. And as I said, I think he'll be very low on kind of list of priorities of Russian sort of spy agencies. I mean, with Litvinenko it was different, because Litvinenko was, he fled Russia illegally. He was working for, as we now know, for British intelligence after he left Russia, and was, you know, was being paid at the time he was murdered, etc. So, you know, he was, you know, an active turncoat, so to say. Whereas Skripal is a very different case. I mean, he's been sort of retired, sentenced, pardoned in exchange. So it's very strange. But as I said, nothing can be ruled out.
So Alexander Litvinenko, he was very much a target. He was someone that would have been looking over his shoulder, but this guy who has been targeted this time round, not so much. Is there a serious amount of James Bond-type spying going on, or do we read too many novels?
No, I think there's obviously, I mean, you know, you have MI6, you know, you have Russian SVR service, CIA, etc. They do... There are lots of people employed, and they do their work in terms of kind of infiltrating other countries and gathering intelligence, etc. You know, so the things are around us. It's just been a very unusual to have it so much in the open, particularly with Litvinenko case, and really been an eye-opening in that respect to the wider public. But, I mean, this thing's been going on for years, and they will all go on among the intelligence services. I mean, the type of killings is unusual, but then again... we still don't know what exactly happened with Mr. Skripal.
It is such a sinister story. Alexander, really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right,
Alexander Titov from Queen's University School of History, Anthropology, Philosophy and politics. Alan's got a point that he wants to make. By the way, both of them are seriously ill at this moment in time. The police trying to identify the substance that left Sergei Skripal and his daughter. It's been confirmed the 33-year-old woman with him was his daughter, and they were found in a seriously ill condition. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. What about you?
All is good, Alan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Frank. See, before I start, don't be saying something smart and then cut me off. Let me speak, right?
Alan, not a bother. Let me remind you, Alan, before we go any further, of criticism that I've taken. You know, I'm happy to take criticism here. Just stay with me, and you know, you're probably singing off this guy's hymn sheet.
Whenever anybody rang, I don't know. You never let anybody speak.
You're Frank Mitchell. You know everything. You're better than everybody and the stupid people who call up.
You contradict all the time. Let the world know what a smart fella you are and how stupid we all are on here.
So I'm accepting I'm not perfect, Alan. Go ahead. I won't interrupt you.
Right. You come on there. Nobody even knows anything about this, who done this and that straight away. You've already connected the Russians to it. Nobody even knows if it's right. What about the MI5? Wasn't he a double agent? Let's face it, MI5 are not capable of doing something like this, or MI6. You know, you're sort of, many people listened to that there a minute ago, now I think, oh, it was the Russians. You sort of planted the seed there, Frank, you know?
And see, I was playing detective. First line of inquiry would be to point your resources in the direction of those you would immediately suspect. I would immediately suspect the Russians. You would immediately suspect the Brits.
Well, you see before the end of the week, Frank, I wouldn't be surprised if you're on here saying it was Donald Trump.
Well, if it is, you know, if it turns out to be Donald Trump, I'll get Donald Trump on himself, because, you know, that is a very unfair accusation to make about a fine American president.
No. Frank, you've just been trumped. Have a good day.
Cheers, fella. Good luck.
Switch to Calor for your home energy needs and you get
a free boiler,
a cleaner, more efficient fuel with
a free boiler,
automatic top-up so you never run out. Plus, Calor give you
a free boiler,
Calor easy pay options to spread the cost. And yes,
what?
A free gas boiler worth up to £800 recommended retail price. That's quite a saving.
Damn it.
Switch to Calor today. Call 028-9045-5588 or see calorgas.ie. Minimum contract, terms and conditions apply. Offer ends March 31st.
If you've taken out a package bank account in the last 20 years that charged monthly fees, you could be owed money.
My account came with free travel insurance.
You could be owed money.
Mine covered me for breakdown cover.
You could be owed money too. At Direct Redress, we're experts in financial claims. If you were missold your package bank account, speak to us today and start your claim. Just text NOW to 66777. That's NOW to 66777. Direct Redress. Experts in financial claims.
Queen's University Belfast's An Audience with the Graduate School is live at the Whittle Hall on the 22nd of March. This postgraduate event will introduce you to what's next in taught programmes and research opportunities. Meet academics and students and discover why Queen's is what's next for you. Reserve your place at qub.ac.uk/what's next.
Switch to Calor and get a free gas boiler worth up to £800 ORP. Offer ends March 31st. Call Calor on 028 9045 5588 or see calorgas.ie. Contact and conditions apply.
Good morning to you. There's a great text. I'm not sure. Oh, it's from Paul. He says, my next door neighbour, talking about mad neighbours, is my next door neighbour banged my door at 2:30 in the morning. I was lucky I was up playing the bagpipes or he would have woke me. Very good. Phil's on this line. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. I was going to call you Ricky there. Frank, how are you?
Phil, I'm good. I'm good. I've been called worse than Ricky, let me tell you. What's on your mind?
It's just what I can pick up, Frank, from television and the documentaries about Russia. I don't do much reading into it, but from what I can gather, it's like it's the forces that run that country. You know, they say, I've heard it said that they're a democracy in progress, but to me, it's totalitarian, I think, is the word.